Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
There's something strange in the water.
They're being dubbed Frankenfish.
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 a new genetically modified super salmon.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Scientists injected Atlantic salmon eggs with a growth hormone gene from a Pacific salmon.
Great googly moogly.
Then added genetic material from an ocean pout.
I wouldn't approve of that.
That don't sound right.
If the FDA decides the new fish is not much different than fish today, it will not require a special label.
The return of Frankenfish.
That's right.
Oh, man, it's back. What did we cover this originally? Like January of 2012 here. The end of the world must be near, Super Don, because Frankenfish is back in the news. Can you believe it?
It's been a while, but unfortunately it hasn't gone away. It is back in the news.
Well, welcome, my friends, to the fish that never ends. Wait, no, it's the fish that grows so fast you don't want to eat it. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. No, we're not a fish, but we're covering a story about a fish. And the fish isn't named Wanda either. Fast-growing fish may never wind up on your plate. Could it be good news possibly here? The story's out of Washington State. Says salmon that's genetically modified to grow twice as fast as normal could soon show up on your dinner plate. Wait a second. The headline says it might not. The first sentence says it might.
Yes.
Oh, not the, again.
The accompanying sentence in that paragraph is the good news. It says that is if the company that makes the fish can stay afloat.
It's so cute the way they write these things. Where's the weatherman with the funny hat? I mean, this is Aqua Bounty, isn't it? Same company.
Yes, it
Aqua
is.
Bounty.
Aqua Bounty. We covered this many months ago when this first hit the news, and a lot of people were wondering. And, of course, all of the news outlets loved this story because of the name of the fish that people gave it, which was Frankenfish.
Frankenfish and also Aqua Booty. From Aqua Bounty, you get some Aqua Booty.
Correct.
So I know that was crazy. Didn't we have a news story? They were actually interviewing somebody from this company back then too.
Yes, we did, and this was a reporter that was asking one of the people, a representative from Aqua Bounty, a question that pretty much I think everybody was asking at that time.
How can you say it's indistinguishable, though, when it clearly has a different genetic makeup than an Atlantic salmon?
But it tastes the same, it looks the same, and the biology is exactly the same.
Oh, wait a second. It's different genetically, but it tastes the same. It tastes like chicken.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
It's the same thing. It's the same type of mentality. Like when the what was it that they the pink slime? Remember the guy was just saying, well, the guy says it's pink and it looks like meat, so therefore it's meat.
Therefore it's meat. He says it's meat, so it's meat. It's actually schmeat.
Yes.
So what's the story here? Aqua Bounty looking like they might be going underwater. Very funny. Might be going under. That is, the market is not sustaining their efforts at this point. Now, the question is, will the Obama administration bail them out like they bailed out? What was that that energy company in your neighborhood? Remember that? They have $500 million, billion, trillion dollars that they went under. And you got the sign. You could get the sign for free.
Oh, yes. What was that? I almost said Syngenta.
I know, that's what I'm thinking of too, but it's like Sun.
This was down in the Bay Area. I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on this. It was,
it's your old stomping ground. How do you forget this stuff?
Yeah, I'll have to look it up again. What the heck was the name of the company that Obama gave all the money to?
Yeah.
That was making the solar panels.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe.
They went out of business.
Maybe you should have given it to Aqua Booty. And they would still be around. I mean, come on. Do we really need genetically engineered salmon? Hey, maybe we could send some genetically engineered salmon to Michael Savage because he says it's all the same. He'd appreciate it.
I'm sure he would have no problem. You know, he's always talking about gefilte fish, you know.
Right.
Maybe we can get a...
Maybe we can genetically modify Savage's gefilte fish.
Solyndra was the name.
Solyndra. That's right. Syngenta Solyndra. That's why. Solyndra went belly up. And Aqua Bounty, maybe. Now, the idea, of course, is similar to modern agriculture, what we call factory or feedlot farming. The whole idea, for instance, of the recombinant bovine growth hormone was what? To accelerate and increase milk production for pennies on the dollar without having to do anything. So then they would say, well, it looks like milk. It's white because we've added titanium dioxide to it, so it's milk. Right?
Yes.
You can't distinguish it. Never mind the fact that the cows that were being fed this stuff
had to be on antibiotics because they were getting so many infections, udder infections. So here's the argument from cows to fish, same thing. Well, we found a way to genetically modify these salmon. They grow twice as fast. Therefore, we can bring them to market quicker at a cheaper price. Therefore, we become more profitable. But given the opportunity, if you were given the choice, here, you want this genetically modified salmon that grew twice the rate, or would you like a salmon that grows as salmon grows ever since there's been salmon on the planet? I'll hazard a guess that most people would say, I think I'll opt for the non-genetically modified salmon. But it's the same argument we had in California, where all the people wanted to do was know if it was genetically modified or not, and yet the people that made it, if I can call them people, didn't want you to know that it was in there because they know you wouldn't buy it.
And I think that's the reason why this has not been actually approved yet, is that there are so many questions. Because what happened was Aqua Bounty came out with this fantastic idea, right? Mm-hmm. And the FDA did some research on it, and the FDA came to a conclusion, not officially, that the salmon would be safe to eat. But this was back in 2010. Sure. So now we're looking at 2 years later. Aqua Bounty just, I think, figured that FDA was going to put them on a fast track,
right,
but they haven't. And so 2 years later now, Aqua Bounty, they're running out of money because they've been sitting around waiting, and they're, I think that the CEO has said they only have enough money to survive until January of next year, which is only, what, less than 2 months away. So let's just cross our fingers and hope.
Well, yeah, let's hope that we get some organic fish agriculture going on up there instead of genetic modifications. Now, it'd be one thing if they did, like, mixed an Atlantic salmon with a Chinook salmon, like, breeded them, right? That's what we talk about, the difference between crossbreeding species that are compatible versus going in and genetically pulling out strands of DNA and sewing them on. I know I'm not technical in this, but just talking about putting them on there and then having all kinds of unintended consequences. And that's the kind of stuff we're doing with it, with this story as well, talking about it, that it isn't we're against science. The fact is we like legitimate science, but we like science that has been, let's say, carried all the way through to its end conclusion. What happens if we do this? What are the unintended consequences? Are they beneficial? Are they positive? Or are they disastrous? Well, we don't know. We don't know it with the regular GMOs. Actually, we do, but the FDA says we don't need to know. You just need to shut up and eat your food no matter what's in it. And I don't buy that. And I don't buy that for a minute. And I know most Americans wouldn't buy it either, even the dunderheaded ones that still take pharmaceutical drugs.
Yep. Give them a choice. Absolutely. And actually, you know, the group Food and Water Watch.
Yep.
We've talked about them quite a bit. These the guys are the ones that have taken point on the opposition to this fish. And, you know, I mean, there's so many things that could go wrong. You know, just one of the things that we discussed when we originally covered this was what happens if the fish escapes and gets out. Well, of course, you know, Aqua Bounty says, oh, that could never happen, never happen. Right. You know, there has been example after example of this sort of thing happening, whether it's animal or plant, where these things, unintended consequences, they get out and it wreaks havoc on other people that don't want to have anything to do with this, that are just out there trying to raise animals or trying to raise crops. You know, so that's just one thing, not to mention all of the other possibilities that we have, you know, that could happen that we've seen in other genetically modified organisms, whether it's health issues, you know, and allergies and mutations and cancer and, you know, all of these things. You know, so there's reasonable doubt in this situation as to why if this should be approved or not. Just one man's humble opinion.
But. Sure. Well, I think John Boehner's been already eating the genetically modified fish. Doesn't he look a little genetically modified to you, Boehner?
Bottle of scotch and a suntan, and I'm ready to go.
And a little bit of crying to boot. Well, listen, who's crying now? Boehner kicked off, or the Republicans kicked off, Tim Hoilskamp, I can't even pronounce his name, from Kansas, and Justin Amash.
Yes.
From the committee, the House Budget Committee, conservative, fiscally responsible of the Republicans. He booted them off.
Yep.
Just the transition from genetically modified fish to genetically modified speakers of the House. The idea that you would boot off two of the guys that actually really felt imperative that we cut spending, gone because they won't compromise like phony conservatives, like Boehner and others that are on that. These guys are second termers at this point. You think they had a little bit of leverage to be on there, but no, they dropped them off. Just to say, nope. Business as usual with genetically modified Republicans.
They are not playing ball. So, you know, look, we've already had the election. These guys have nothing to worry about. Everybody's sitting pretty. So, you know, this
no
is
honesty,
just...
no integrity from the Republican side any more than the Democrat establishment. But honesty, integrity oozing out of the pores of our next guest. The Health Ranger, Mike Adams, returns to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Say thanks to all our sponsors, robertscottbell.com. And we'll be right back with Mike Adams.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We talked a little bit about courage and integrity yesterday when I saw Mike Adams' article come out about the Dr. Oz situation and more. And I can't think of a guy who's got more courage or integrity than the Health Ranger himself, Mike Adams. And he's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mike, welcome back, my friend.
Hi, Robert. Hey, thanks for having me back on. It's always good to join you, man.
Especially I tell you what, man, every time you do an article and I think, well, he can't get better, but he does. How do you do it? I don't know, but it's just the passion that's flowing through you and the willingness to stand up and speak the truth, the facts, and all of that. And as you say, you're not concerned about who doesn't like what you say. I mean, we respect people even that we disagree with that are willing to stand on principle, and you've said it so well in your latest article.
Well, thank you. I'm glad. Thanks for giving me a chance to talk about it. A lot of people have really had positive comments about that article, and It was really a message to all truth tellers. And as you said, in that article, I gave kudos to people that I don't even agree with politically. For example, I mentioned people like Sean Penn or Michael Moore, mm-hmm. whose politics I strongly disagree with. But I admire the fact that they are willing to challenge the status quo, that they have this individual passion to raise questions, to tell their version of the truth, whatever it is. But of course, I have far greater admiration for those that I do agree with, who are also telling the truth. People like Lou Rockwell, and in fact, you're mentioned in the story as well. You and your efforts have been fantastic. People like Alex Jones, and even David Icke. I don't agree with everything David Icke says, but I love the guy's courage speak out and tell the truth to people. So the main point of that article, though, was to say, look, people, that just repeating corporate propaganda takes no courage. In fact, it is a cowardly act to do that. What takes real courage and real leadership and real integrity in this world is to be someone who challenges the corporate deception and the status quo. And there are a lot of people doing that, and I named many of them in that story, and I hope to help empower and in essence recruit more people who want to join that list and be truth tellers in a time of great deception.
Well, I've always talked about the concept of living examples, and you are a great living example of it. Many of the people that you referenced in there, and I'm humbled to be among that list now, that are standing up and speaking the truth, and sometimes, again, speaking unpopular truths that don't always receive the accolades. And I don't believe that's why you do it, nor do I, is looking for accolades, but we're really looking to break or shake up the status quo, as we admire Ron Paul has done for so many years. Why couldn't he endorse Mitt Romney? They're both Republicans, right? He said no, because he endorsed the status quo. That's not what we're here to do. And you pointing out, this has been a lot. We've been talking about Dr. Oz the last couple of weeks a lot since he came out, particularly with his statements about feedlot cattle being the same, or organic food being elitist and non-democratic. I mean, bizarre statements. I was even on the Jerry Doyle show talking about this, so it's getting out beyond our reach into new realms, which is very exciting to me. But that is an important point, is people scratching their head going, wait, I don't understand this Dr. Oz guy. I thought he was an okay guy.
Well, the backlash against Dr. Oz has been absolutely enormous. If you visit his Facebook page, they can't ban people quickly enough because the comments that are being placed there are so vocal, let's just say. But, you know, I didn't even anticipate that happening. All I knew was I saw Dr. Oz having an article, cover of Time magazine, that said, basically, if you choose organic, local farmers market foods, you are a snob. You are an elitist. You are snooty. These are his exact words. And it's also undemocratic to eat that way. And, you know, this is an insanely arrogant and ignorant assault on the food culture in America. If you ask people, more than 90% of people want clean food that does not contain synthetic chemicals in it. They want clean food that is honestly labeled with its GMO content or non-GMO content. Most people, the vast majority, want organic, non-GMO food, but Dr. Oz is out of touch with America. And I call him a sellout. I think he's sold out. Dr. Gary Knoll published a piece last night, or a couple nights ago, that said that Dr. Oz has been propagandized by corporate interests. It's clear to people. You know, people aren't so stupid that you can just, you know, go out and attack organic food and call yourself, you know, some kind of health authority. People get it. They realize that Dr. Oz is on the wrong side of these issues. He's a corporate shill. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that takes no courage.
That is the point, though, isn't it? Like we talk about the old media. If it used to be, when we grew up, Mike, the evening news, whether it was Walter Cronkite years ago or Dan Rather, whoever it was literally, these were supposedly these mouthpieces that people actually trusted. And all they were doing was being given a script, and they were being paid a lot of money to read other people's words. Now, yeah. How much courage did it take to do that? Oh, you'll give me $1 million, $10 million to do. Oh, yeah, right. Of course. You know what would take courage to say, I am not going to lie to people that way.
Well, exactly. The whole structure of television news is cowardly just by definition because, yeah, the people reading the news didn't write it and there's no risk in it. There's no risk to say the same thing that the corporations are saying or the corrupt White House is saying or the FDA or, you know, the vaccine industry. There's no risk in that. So anybody can do it. And what the media does is they find some guy like Dr. Oz who they can prop up as being an authority who will repeat and parrot the corporate deception. And they make that guy famous. And then those kind of people mistakenly believe that, oh, I'm famous because of, you know, of how brilliant they are or whatever. No, they got famous because they are puppets and they're willing to play the role of a puppet. And I don't honor that. And I don't think most thinking people do.
Not anymore. I think about this, and I think you mentioned this too. It was a really funny fact that your article about Dr. Oz got way more reads than anything Dr. Oz has written on the web. I mean, to show you how this is changing, the equation of media is literally changing. We sort of thought it might, but it's actually happening.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, I think that article alone has like 30,000 Facebook shares. And I think Dr. Oz, this is just conjecture, but I suspect he must be, you know, sitting at home one of these evenings and thinking, oh my God, I grossly miscalculated. I think he's beginning to witness for the first time what real activism is. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's ever faced the natural news audience before in a conflict context. And he's coming to realize that our audience is 1,000 times more active than his entire TV audience. You know, that's a hard lesson for people to learn because everybody in the media tells Dr. Oz, oh, you're famous, you're big, you're reaching millions of viewers. Well, his millions of viewers are, largely just sort of engineered in there with all the corporate promotion. I don't think they're aware of people. I don't think that, by and large, they're activists. I don't think that they have very much nutritional knowledge, anything. The people who are really activists, who are really empowered, really informed, are people like those listening to your show here, Robert, or people who read Natural News. We are a grassroots force to be reckoned with. Not us, but the readers themselves.
Yes.
You know, it's not about you or I. You know, it's about the ideas that we stand for. Just like with Ron Paul, we don't worship Ron Paul. We worship the ideas that he stands for, and we are in the same boat.
Yes. You know what? When I get the confirmation of what you're just saying there, when I talk to, like, if we'll talk about a product, sometimes they're official sponsors of the show, sometimes they're not, we just use it. But I'll hear back from these companies, and they'll say, man, I have never talked with such an intelligent group of people when they call off of what they read on Natural News or they hear on this show. They're engaged. They're not, like you mentioned, the Dr. Oz audience will just blindly go out and buy something that he talks about, and there's no, no discussion. It's like, you want to be told what to do? We don't want to tell people what to do. That's not what we're here for. And the people that listen don't want to be told. They want to know information. They want to have an engaging discussion. And they're going out and asking very intelligent questions. And they're so blown away by that because it's not the traditional media, because some of the folks we work with have worked in traditional media and have advertised out there and are used to just automatons responding. So it's a different class of people. And I don't mean to make class warfare statements, but there's a consciousness that's shifting.
Well, absolutely. And think about what the mainstream media wants to do is to create a person that the fans worship or blindly follow, that there's an obedience to that celebrity. And I am completely opposed to that entire concept. I vastly dislike the guruization.
That's a great word. Guruization. We always come up with new words together. Guruization.
The guruization, which probably is weird spelling, but anyway, I'm totally against that. I believe in empowering people to be their own gurus, mm-hmm. that each individual should be empowered with the ability to make their own choice. And it's not our role to tell people what to do. It's our role to open doors for people, empower them, enlighten them so that they can figure out what to do. That is how you create strength in a culture, in a civilization, in a republic, is to have every person being their own sovereign decision maker, mm-hmm. their own informed, empowered individual. And again, that is completely opposed to the model of sort of socialist media systems which want you to worship a guru. Mm-hmm. And this is why I'm opposed to some of the work of even self-help people,
yes.
who position themselves as almost enlightened demigods or something, and you're supposed to worship them and pay them all your money and follow them and be obedient to them and so on. That is offensive to the human spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are designed to be individuals.
It's the self-deification. It's becoming larger than life. And I recognize that as we've grown here on the show. You know, I'm just little old me. I still perceive myself in that way. But people are, I think they're acknowledging the work, as I do with you. You know, I very much acknowledge, respect, and appreciate you, but you're a regular guy. You know, you can hang out and do stuff and do amazing things. And I think never forget that as we live in the celebritizing culture or guruizing culture that we're looking for people. I mean, as evidenced by the last election, come on, Obama versus Romney, really? I mean, this is a nation of people that don't critically think anymore.
Well, Obama's a perfect example. He's the ultimate political guru. Everybody who voted for Obama, or virtually everyone, they cannot articulate a rational reason why they did. They have an emotional association with Obama. He's their rock star.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's fine if it's rock and roll, but man, if it's politics, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
You should not be voting for people because you feel they're so great. It should be a rational discussion. What is their voting record? What is their platform? What is their record of deception versus truth-telling, personal integrity, and so on? And if you had that discussion about politics, Ron Paul would have been our president. No question about it.
No question about it. Listen, we got to discuss more courage and integrity issues with you. Can you stick around for one more segment, Mike?
You bet, man.
Awesome. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is on with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to do some more healing on all levels. That's what we do here. Check it all out at naturalnews.com, Natural News Radio. All the archives are there for free. Thanks to Natural News, and wow, there are loads of things you can download that will bring that power to heal back to you. More with Mike Adams after this.
Robert Scott Bell.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancer using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WebSeed.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Hey, before we leave Dr. Oz in the dust there, Mike, you did, to be fair, you gave him an opportunity to respond, an open thing. Hey, Dr. Oz, if you're misunderstood, let us know. Has there been any response at all from him or his communication people?
No response, and I don't expect one. It's very clear that to me at least, that Dr. Oz has already invested in that realm of being a corporate shill.
Okay.
And unless he comes clean, retracts his article, apologizes to the organic community, and says, on the record, I'm in favor of organic food and I'm in favor of GMO labeling, then, as I said in that article, I think his career is finished in the informed community.
Mm-hmm.
He may still be able to, you know, be on television and reach people who don't really know much, which, you know, there's a fair number of those on, you know, daytime television watchers,
mm-hmm.
and not always the most informed folks. Some of them are, but not by and large. But I don't think that Dr. Oz will have any credibility whatsoever among informed consumers, like the millions of people who supported Proposition 37 in California.
Right.
And the important thing to realize here, though, is that it's not personal. It's not about Oz, and it's not about you or me. Any one of us is only 24 hours away from being ruined if we betray our ideals. So if you or I came out and said, oh, we support, you know, one of these biotech companies, and we think that organic food, let's say, is no better than regular food, we would be ruined overnight.
And rightfully so. I mean,
and rightfully so, yes.
It's like I said, if I ever say stupid stuff like that, I tell my wife, you have the perfect right to beat me.
I completely agree with that. And I say to my own audience, if I were to ever do something so insanely stupid as to say, you know, organic food is identical,
right,
then you should stop reading my work, because that's unacceptable.
No, and likely if that were to ever happen, it meant you were hacked.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you actually saw that message appear on national news, yeah, that would be a hack. Like someone, you know, hacked that article or whatever. But if I actually came out and say something like that, then you know, which will never happen, by the way. If they put a gun to my head, I wouldn't say that. If they offer me $1 billion, literally $1 billion, I would not say that, because my soul is worth more than any amount of money,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not compromising my soul.
Yeah.
To sell out to anything on this earth.
Exactly. And Mike, you've expanded the writings over the past months and, you know, even years a bit, but a lot more recently into that spiritual discussion realm. How has that been received? Because, you know, they say the most offensive things that you can do are talk politics and, I guess, religion. And I know we go and we talk beyond 501c3 divisive religious organization. We talk spirituality. So there is a distinction there. But has it been met with a lot of derision and anger, or most people have embraced it? What's your sense of going out there on that level, and limb?
It was met with an amazing amount of embracing and positivity by the community. In fact, it shocked me. I suspected that a lot of people would bash that article, one of the earlier ones I did about life after death, you know, near-death experiences, right, the spirit world beyond this realm, and the survivability of the human, or the beyond human soul, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out a lot of people are thinking along these same lines, Robert. A lot of people are exploring these topics. A lot of people meditate. A lot of people are into prayer. Some people have died and come back and they had that experience, or someone in their family had that same experience.
Yes.
So it was met with incredible support. And, you know, it didn't matter to me what the reaction was going to be. I needed to just put that on the record no matter what. I needed to say that this life, based on everything that I've been reading and researching, this life is a test, and this realm, this universe, was created to provide the grounds for souls experiencing the test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to provide a framework, to provide a reality, let's say. And then after this life, we are judged by not only ourselves, but also, I believe, the Creator. We are judged in our actions. And there's a lot of debate about, well, what exactly does, you know, God want us to do, or what is the definition of love,
mm-hmm,
and these kinds of questions. But I think there's no doubt that there is more to our existence than this physical life. And well, I think most people would agree with that.
Yeah, and Mike, the willingness, again, as we talk about the article that really inspired me to discuss this with you today, courage, integrity, there's so many rules that are not written, let's say, from truly above or from within, but by those who would wish to control us. They don't want us to discuss these issues of life itself, because you might question things that are considered the orthodoxy. And I don't just mean in religion, because we've questioned the orthodoxy in medicine ever since we've been in media. But to go anywhere and everywhere with this and recognize that there are entities that are human, I suppose we can sometimes call them that, that literally want to see us subservient to them, and they will utilize secrecy and secrets to keep us away from that empowerment.
Yeah, well, Dr. Eben Alexander, who wrote the book Proof of Heaven, he described this in great detail in his afterlife experience when he was communing with the Creator. Not verbally, but actually just mentally. The message and the knowledge would instantly be in his own consciousness. And he said that this realm of Earth has more evil than almost any other realm that exists in the entire cosmos, but that the purpose of that was so that we could exercise our free will and discover how we can overcome evil and learn to love.
Yes, yes.
And so that itself is further evidence that this is a test. Mm. And that in the afterlife, one of the most common patterns among thousands of people who describe their afterlife experiences is that they review their entire life all at once. Because beyond this realm, time does not exist as a linear flow. Time is a dimension that we experience as a flow, but beyond this realm, it exists, all time exists simultaneously, okay? It's like, in this dimension, you can move X, Y, and Z, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can move 10 feet forward.
The axes are limited, and you talk about different realms operating under different, let's say, laws, perhaps, and that's why it's hard,
right,
to understand or conceive from while we're trapped in this human body.
Well, right, but the reason I mention the time thing is because when you review your life, you know how people, when they're about to die, they say, my entire life flashed before my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
That literally happens. Once your consciousness goes to that realm above and beyond the earthly realm, you are able to review every experience of your entire life simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Because time is no longer linear flow. And from the reports of people who have come back, they say that they were reviewing their life and the Creator was reviewing their life with them, and that the main question that they were being asked was, in reviewing your life, how have you learned to love? And, you know, if your life is filled with, being an employee of the TSA and molesting little children, you know, you're not going to be getting an A grade there at the, you know, at the pearly gates.
Fomenting fear everywhere you go and trying to play power trips over others, you know, that's not very loving.
No,
but
no.
Then again, the suffering question is the biggest one, isn't it? Always, you know, you hear that and you grow up thinking, well, if there's justice, why is there so much suffering? And you have these questions of life that I always asked, and that annoyed the orthodoxy within every religion that I queried.
Well, and I think part of the answer to that is that for whatever reason, our spirits, our souls, have agreed to come to this test, the perhaps the most difficult test in the entire universe. You know, for maybe our souls are a little bit crazy, right? Like, let's go to Earth because that looks difficult.
That looks the ash can of the universe. Yeah, let's go there.
Yeah, right, right. And but if you think about it, if it's the greatest test, it also has the potential for the greatest achievement.
Very well said.
At a soul level, at a spirit level.
Yeah.
Perhaps in the realm of the afterlife, the Creator is looking for special souls that cannot be seduced by evil.
Yeah.
And that they must go through this greatest test first.
Well, I tell you, if you can choose love, you know, and spirituality in an era and a realm in a particular area where there are so many distractions that make it seemingly possible to live without those, right? We go, like, one of my profound experiences I've had was traveling to West Africa and seeing the people up front and close and personal, how they live, that every day they wake up, they don't know if they're going to live through the day and see the next day. You want to talk about gratitude for every breath. Whereas here in the West, in America, we take for granted that every day we're going to wake up, we're going to go out, we're going to do our thing, we're going to get back, go to sleep. And there's just sort of this expectation. So you can take for granted the things that are really valuable. But if you can gain that love, spirituality in an arena that seemingly you don't have to, although it's an illusion, I think it's that's to your point, is that it's one of the greatest achievements ever to do it when you seemingly don't have to.
Yes, very well said. And I think we also have to be very careful about what we consider to be love. For example, sometimes a parent will spoil and shower their child with endless gifts. And when they become a teenager, you know, money and cars and all this. That is not love. That is actually crippling that child because you're preventing them from growing into their own adulthood and finding their own way. So, and sometimes shooting and killing an animal can be an act of love if it is done to, for example, the other day I had a chicken that had been attacked by a falcon, and the chicken was torn up. It was clearly not going to live, and half its chest was torn open. And, you know, even though it pained my soul, I had to take my shotgun out there and shoot that chicken in the head to allow it to transition to the next plane of existence, because chickens have souls too, and to prevent that chicken from suffering. So sometimes in that context, shooting an animal can be an act of compassion, whereas sometimes giving gifts to your child can be the antithesis of love.
Well, can create, I guess, a spiritual deficiency in a sense, or again, a dependency or an unreal expectation. I think in terms of the suffering again, Mike, and I look back on my life and the ailments that I've suffered, the physical ailments, for instance. And I could say, well, I could curse God or the Creator and say, how horrible were you for allowing me to go through that? But the reality is quite the opposite. I look back, and I didn't know it fully at the time, but with gratitude now to say, thank you. In fact, it was your willingness to allow me to suffer that made me who I am, that allowed me to do and communicate and speak the things that I'm so passionate about, that people are, you know, exhibiting this gratitude for this message. And so
true.
I say then now that God loves me enough to allow me to suffer to become what I am and who I'm here, what I'm here to do.
Well, you're the perfect living example of it, and I think my experience parallels yours too. Both of us had major healing crises that put us on this path where we are now, empowering others, sharing information, exploring healing.
Yes.
And we wouldn't be on that path without the suffering.
Right.
So, you know, there you go. It's a perfect example of why sometimes something is needed that doesn't seem kind in order to put you on the path that is far more important for not only your own soul growth, but also for others.
Right. Mike, even as I had prayed at the time, I was suffering worse for a lightning bolt from the sky to heal me. The recognition in the after effect, looking backwards, had that lightning bolt occurred and I had miraculously been healed, what would I be able to tell anybody? But maybe you'll get struck by lightning as well. And that's not very empowering. It's more like playing the lottery again. And it's like, wait a second. That's a victim mentality.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. It's always a process. Real healing is a process. Real personal growth is a process. And I think so often the people we run into on this planet, you know, in government especially, government is run by children. That is little children minds inside adult bodies. They're selfish like children. You know, give me all your cookies. It's the same thing as saying, you know, raise taxes on everybody. Give us all your money. It's a child mentality, and we've got to advance and mature as spiritual beings. And I think sometimes souls come to this earth that are younger, and sometimes souls come that are older and more experienced for whatever reason. And our goal should be to experience the maximum personal growth mm-hmm. here in this realm. And if you think about it, Robert, I know we're about to run out of time with you, but if you grasp this concept and embrace it of life after this life, it gives you complete confidence in following the path of integrity, regardless of what happens to you in this world.
Yes.
Because your soul is bulletproof. They cannot shoot your soul. They can shoot your skull, but they can't shoot your soul. And as long as you are doing what is intended, if you're practicing love, if you're operating in integrity, if you're aligned with the purposes of the Creator, which I think includes the defense of life and the defense of innocent people,
yes,
then no matter what they do to you, you know, shoot you, kill you, assassinate you, it doesn't matter. You win. You win. It's like Obi-Wan Kenobi. If you strike me down, I shall only become more powerful.
Yes, yes. Well said. You know, and that's the myth that it runs through a lot of the cultures of the world, and we're bringing out in a contemporary way, as you do so well, through Natural News and right here on Natural News Radio with the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mike, it's always a great pleasure to be with you, and I appreciate so much your courage and integrity to keep letting loose on the things that need to be discussed in this way. So I can't say enough thanks for you.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate the invite. It's always great to be on your show. Take care.
All right, so check it out, naturalnews.com. All the links are up, including to Mike's great articles and, of course, the archives to this show available through Natural News Radio. Back after this, remember, Ty Bollinger coming up next hour.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell, wondering if you've gotten your structured water technology portable unit yet. There's beauty in simplicity, and this machine is so simple. It's so passive. You don't have to plug it in, and you can travel with it. Just pour your water or any liquid in it. Immediately, It changes the structure. Why is this important? Because so much of the structure, due to toxic pollutants, discordant energies, disrupts our ability to think clearly, to act clearly. And you know what we're all about here, bringing the power to heal back to you. And this little unit does that. And it's not just for drinking water. You can utilize it for watering your plants. You can utilize it when you take a bath or a shower. You can put it on the whole house if you want to get that unit. And right now, Ronnie McMullen, our good friend, is offering a free month supply of Life Change Tea with every purchase. 90-day money-back guarantee, lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. Tell them RSB sent you. Go to structuredwatertechnologies.com, 435-773-7473. Be like RSB. Structure your water today.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Super Don, were you on that list? You should have been on that list for integrity and courage, right? You stand up and you got courage.
Well, we were on the list. Yeah. That's good enough. You don't have to single me out.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no. You're there. Also, special shout out, of course, to Dr. Rashi Bitar, doing it right. Frank King, Dr. King, as well as Ty Bollinger will be up next hour. He's in that list in my mind of people with courage, integrity. Also, Michael Badnarik, I just got my copy of The Secret to Sovereignty, Secret to Sovereignty, or How to Survive the Second American Revolution. Michael, congratulations on your next book. Everybody check it out at constitutionpreservation.org. And that's another thing I'd like to talk about. Also, thanks to those companies that do have the courage and integrity. Honestly, over the years, I've had some companies, and Super Don, you know this, that have wanted to advertise but were too scared to advertise to support this message because they felt like there would be a backlash on them.
Oh, yeah. In fact, they approached us.
Mm-hmm.
Financially, it made sense to them.
Yep.
Then they listened to the show.
Yeah.
And then they backed off.
They got scared.
Yeah.
Now, listen, they might have good products, but they're cowards, in my opinion. Yeah. Now, the people, the companies that stand up and support the message that we get at Natural News, Natural News Radio, those of you listening through UK Health Radio, through iTunes, also my Sunday show on GCN, there are a lot of good folks that do that. You know, I especially appreciate Judy Irwin from the BCX Ultra, of course. Also, Ronnie McMullen with his Life Change Tea and his Structured Water. And, of course, we wouldn't be complete with the protein that we get from One World Way. And, of course, Stephen Hewer. And, of course, Jonathan, ChooseToBeHealthy.com. And, of course, the folks at Sovereign Silver. We talk about sovereignty and health sovereignty. You get that through Natural News. Shop naturalnews.com, and you can see it there. So there's a lot of things. Of course, we talk Better Way Health with Ty because they were instrumental in bringing us together and making it possible. So if you do appreciate the message of health freedom, you appreciate liberty, you appreciate the courage, you appreciate the integrity, all the things we talk about here, just at least a shout out and say thanks from me to all those folks. And for all those that I can't mention, just the same way Mike couldn't mention everybody, there's always somebody that's going to be left off the list. You know in your heart if you belong there. And you're doing it. You're living your purpose. Just like Ty Bollinger, who's going to be joining me next hour for Going Outside the Box every Wednesday that we do that. And by the way, he's going to be hosting Thursday's show as well. How cool is that? A double dose of Ty, because I've got to hang out with the kids. We got another field trip with the school I'm helping out with. So that's coming up. Also, next Monday, I'm going to be doing double duty. I'll be doing Advanced Medicine Monday at the same time. Somehow, I'm going to be appearing in Port Richie, Florida, north of Tampa.
It's magic.
Yeah, A to Zinc. And we've got that listed in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. You can check it out coming up December 10th, Monday. I'll be there, and I look forward to seeing you there as well. And, of course, Friday we got the Healing Revolution coming up with Dr. Frank King, and I hope to have Liam Sheff back. Maybe we can do some more movie reviews, pop culture stuff together. And, Super Don, you going to be able to handle Ty tomorrow?
Definitely. I'm looking forward to it. There's always some fun stuff. I've got a moment of duh that I've been hanging on to that might do. And, it'll be the first time Ty and I've been able to work together. I'm really looking forward to it. We'll have some fun.
All right. Excellent. Well, looking forward to next hour with Ty. We've got some more news on the flu shot versus gun debate. Did you know there was a flu shot versus gun debate?
I did not. I wonder who would win.
We're going to have one. More on the courage issue. We're going to talk about the FDA cholesterol crunch, whatever that is, and a little bit more TSA stuff with Ty Bollinger. Get ready to go outside the box. And in the meantime, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancer using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
The
drinks that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesdays.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Yes, it's time for Things That Make You Go, It's Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. Ty, my friend.
Robert, how are you this week, my friend?
I hope I am more verbose or verbally acumened, if I can make up words as I go here with you today.
I think you're ready to wax eloquent today.
Well, then, it's great to be. This is like the highlight of the midweek. We just write to crescendo to Outside the Box with you, Ty. And we got a lot of great stories. We had Mike Adams on last hour, the Health Ranger, talking about courage and integrity. And I think that leads into cowardly lions, like the cowardice of Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz telling us that organic food's no different than conventionally grown foods, that what was it, that the frozen foods and the canned foods are just as good as your local grown produce, that there's just no difference between feedlot beef and grass-fed beef. That definitely makes me go,
Well, big time. Yeah, feedlot beef. How did he say this? I mean, that, you know, that tells me, and it should tell everybody how the, what we call the mainstream, the old media operates. And we're never, you know, we're not going back to that. We're going well beyond it. And that's why people are flocking to this and what we're doing. But can you imagine saying something like that? How do you say bald-faced lies and sleep at night without massive drugs that I have to assume Dr. Oz must be on at this point?
He must be taking them. I mean, you look at what he said, and you have to, it has to be one of two things. He's either completely ignorant, in which case no one should be listening to him, or he's a completely evil sellout to big agri and big business, in which no one should be listening to the guy. I mean, look at what he said. Nutritionally, there's no difference between grass-fed and feedlot beef. We got GMO grains that the feedlot beef, or the feedlot cows are eating, antibiotics, bovine growth hormone, pesticides. The difference between the omega-3 and the omega-6 ratio is huge between grass-fed and grain-fed beefs. I mean, there's no difference. BT toxin, come on, Oz.
Yeah. And you know, to claim that organic food is not democratic, I never knew that organic food had a political leaning one way or the other, much less that GMO food was anything but tyrannical.
I didn't know either. I thought that organic food was actually libertarian, but
I was thinking, yeah, exactly. I mean, it loves liberty because, heck, that's what grandma, grandpa, great-grandma, great-grandpa, that's the way they ate food. Now suddenly you want to eat like your ancestors. You're an elitist.
You're an elitist. You're a 1% elitist, right? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
You're in the 1% elitist if you are trying to eat organic. I didn't know that. I thought that if you were eating organic, you were actually trying to give healthy foods to your children. I didn't know that made you an elitist when you wanted to avoid poisons and the clear evidence that the genetically modified foods are causing sterility and cancer. I didn't know that made you an elitist. I mean, Oz to me seems like the 2012 version of the 1950s doctors who smoked Marlboro because they were good for your lungs.
Good for your digestion. Listen, I have standing orders for my wife. If I ever say something as stupid as Dr. Oz has said, she can beat me.
Well, you know what? I think you're safe. I don't think you're ever going to say anything quite that stupid. So
No, I'm good. And she can kickbox, so I got to be careful when I say things like that.
I mean, it almost looked. I read through the article. I didn't see the Oz interview, but the article looked like he was just regurgitating talking points. It didn't even look like he wrote most of it. It looked like he was handed talking points, and then he kind of filled in the blanks.
You know, I speculated that when I was interviewed by Jerry Doyle that week, because when this broke, the Time magazine article that related to it, and I said, I don't even believe that Dr. Oz actually wrote the article. I think this was written by PR agents, but he threw in some anecdotes to make it look like it was a first-person article, because that's the way the game is played, and it tells me that he's not ignorant. He is a sellout. That's it, pure and simple.
Yeah, I agree. And this is clear evidence that nobody should listen to this buffoon. I mean, look at what people do and not what they say. So you got a guy that says one thing and does another. Look at vaccines. Oz says, vaccinate your kids. Does he vaccinate his own kids? No. Google it. Look it up, folks. Watch the video where he says that they do not vaccinate their children.
But he does say it's because his wife won't let him.
His wife won't let him. Okay. All right. So I'm not even going to go there.
Oh, man. Well, you know, the article that Mike wrote about on Courage, and I find it funny because the name Dr. Oz, and when we played yesterday, Super Don came out with the, you know, I need some courage from the Wizard of Oz, I think the Cowardly Lion.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot to learn from when we go back to the Wizard of Oz. Some have speculated that was about the gold as money, the golden road, right?
I've heard that was about the Federal Reserve, yeah.
Yeah, interestingly enough. But it's like people like Ron Paul who have had the courage to speak out against the status quo. That's the whole point. Why wouldn't he, let's say, endorse Romney, who was in the same so-called Republican Party? He said because he's for the status quo. And Ron Paul says, I am never going to endorse the status quo. That's not what I'm here to do.
Yeah, I agree with Mike's analysis. It is a deal of courage. It's a lack of courage. It's a combination of a lack of courage, lack of fortitude, with greed, because you know they're selling out and they're getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, in church, Pastor Baldwin, I go to Chuck Baldwin's church, he was talking about Ron Paul's farewell address, and he said he just watched. He watched it. He read through it, and he said he just wept.
Yes,
he just wept because he knew that here's a man of integrity, a man of courage, and a man that we might never see the likes of again. And so we need folks to be courageous, to stand up for what's right, to stand up against the status quo. And that's what we're trying to do on a small scale here, is to just tell the truth, regardless of whether it's politically correct or not, regardless of whether the lamestream media endorses the positions that we take or not.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the truth. And have the courage to stand up against the tyranny, because that's exactly what we're getting when we. What's the quote that is so popular? When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there's liberty.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
No,
you know, we're not looking for. Let's say. How would you say it? We're not looking for a stamp of approval from people like Dr. Oz, those that have ascended to the high levels of the polluted, toxic, mainstream, pharmaceutically conflicted, FDA-approved media. We don't want that. In fact, if we ever got their approval, you would say, I don't think I want to listen to them anymore, because that means we would have sold out, which ain't happening.
Exactly. Exactly. And I was talking to a friend recently who said, you know, well, you need to be talking about your books on Fox News and CNN. I said, you know what? If they ever had me on, and then they didn't kick me off the show, then there'd be a problem, because you know I'd sold out, because they don't want this information in the mainstream.
You know, that's a great way to put it. That's such an important thing to consider, because so many, for instance, we've been covering the autism debates, the hearings in Congress, all of that, and so many, and I've even spoken to the autism groups at these conferences, and I said, stop looking for the old media to endorse you, to support you, to give you anything but that which they would steal from you the next moment, because they're designed, their purpose is literally to enslave and keep you in a web of deceit so that you don't know up from down. And so the point was I was trying to make was that it's time to create a new media. The First Amendment does still exist. It's alive and well. It's right here on Natural News Radio with Ty Bollinger going outside the box on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, you're right. The new media is the true media. I mean, if you look at the listening audiences for shows that used to be popular, if you look at the pathetic listening audience for CNN, and you compare that to listening audience for the guys like us on the Natural News Network. What was the listening audience last month for the downloads of the Natural News?
Yeah,
over a million?
Over 1.2 million and climbing. The article that Mike put out about Dr. Oz got more reads than any article Dr. Oz has ever written on the web.
Yeah. And you know what? One of the things that Charlene, my wife, and I were doing after Oz came out with this just buffoonish statements about comparing organic to conventional foods, we went to his Facebook page. And let me tell you something, Robert. It was very, very encouraging for us, because every response to his postings were, you're a sellout. You're a liar. We don't believe you. You're a sellout. How can you say this nonsense? Every post on his Facebook page was just lambasting the guy. And so that we just looked at each other and laughed and smiled and said, you know what? People are waking up.
Yeah. Well, even Gary Knoll has called out Dr. Oz. So I think that courage may be the latest and greatest infectious communicable disease, which we actually encourage you to catch.
Yeah, we do. But you know what? If you do catch it, don't let the CDC know because they've got a vaccine for it.
Oh, that's loaded with the Marisol Mercury. And, you know, acknowledging the fact, like Dr. Batari said, and we just talked to him on Monday, about the fact once again that the claim that the vaccines no longer contain mercury is false.
It's a lie. Well, I mean, it's on there. It's on the CDC's website. The list of ingredients to Marisol is still there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they admit it. It's hidden in plain sight, just like everything else.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Revealing it, shining the light of truth, all of these things that we see and do. And for a long time, it wasn't as, I would say, you know, here, I'm not saying it's safe what we're doing, because I know that Mike even writes about be cautious about these things. I mean, it's not that you want to go into the middle of a firefight and hold up your hand and say stop. I mean, that's ludicrous to do that. You'll end up shot. The idea is to be smart about what we're doing, what you're doing, what you're learning. How do you do that? I love the idea of people that are going out there and labeling GMOs themselves. Have you heard about this? They're going into Whole Foods and they're like, screw it. I'm not waiting. I'm late. That's a GMO.
I love it. I love it. You know, the only thing I would disagree with what you just said, Robert, mm-hmm. is that if you go into a firefight in Massachusetts, you might not be shot.
Why is that? Do tell.
Because they're turning in all their guns for free flu shots and for gift cards to, what is it, Wegmans?
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about that. All right. Let's take our first break here on the Outside the Box Wednesday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger. You can check out all the links to Ty and his wonderful books. We'll tell you how to get them. And also, special thanks to Better Way Health as well. And we'll talk about all the wonderful tools that you can get from them. And, of course, turn in your guns. Get a flu shot? I think not, but we will bring it up again on the other side of this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. GetTheTea.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to
oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Janie may have a gun, but if she lives in Massachusetts and she turns it in, she might get shot. With what? A vaccine, a flu shot. Ty, you were just mentioning that. I know it's a bizarre story. We want your guns, but we'll, hey, incentive for you. We'll inject you with, I mean, this is crazy stuff.
Yeah, it is. The title of the article that we're talking about is Massachusetts City announces, turn in your guns, get a free flu shot. I've got a new title for the article.
A tarticle. I like that. Tarticle.
That's a new word. Tarticle. Maybe we'll put that in the dictionary with iatrogenic.
I love coming up with new words here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we've just come up with them. Sometimes we do it on purpose, sometimes accidentally, but we don't let them go by. Tarticle. We'll have that defined later.
I like, well, you know, tarticle is a retarded article, so it's a
oh,
tarticle.
Man, could we get any more politically incorrect?
So here we go. Here's the new title for the tarticle.
Okay.
Give us your guns and we'll give you a UN-sanctioned shot of poison. How about that?
Lovely. And you know, the thing is, we know that you turn in the guns, the honest folks will turn in their guns. I don't know why they would, but the stupid honest folks would. And what would they get in return? A flu shot, maybe a Wegmans shot. Gift card. But the criminals still have the dangerous weapons. And I'm not talking about those thugs on the street. I'm talking about the licensed medical doctors.
Yeah, they do. They've got the weapons of mass destruction. They've got the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the vaccines that contain all of the different heavy metals, regardless of what the recent article in Medical News Today talks about, the fact that mercury is not bad. Mercury is good for you. It doesn't cause autism and all that. You didn't talk to Dr. Buttar about that, who cured his own son
exactly.
with heavy metal chelation. But that's another subject. But, yeah, they've still got the poison in the shots. They've still got the shots that are going to kill. And you know what? It's interesting that even the CEO of this give back your guns for free flu shots, this campaign, she's quoted in the article as saying, of course, no one is under the illusion that people who intend to harm as a way of life are necessarily going to turn in their guns. What does this mean?
Well,
it means this is pure window dressing.
Exactly.
The criminals will never turn in their guns.
You know what I want to do is we need to start like a vaccine buyback program. Doctors, turn in your vaccines. We won't turn you in. And what would we give a doctor that would do that? I mean, should we give them a gun to really protect? I don't know. What should we do?
No, we could give them some organic produce to pass out to their patients.
Yeah, or you know, a copy of one of your books. Work with your doctor. How about that?
Hey, maybe I'll develop a little image and we'll post it later that has that on it.
Yes, this will be great.
Buyback.
Robert Scott Bell and Ty Bollinger have initiated a vaccine buyback program. Come in, turn in your vaccines. I'm going to do it.
Tell you what, Robert. Yeah. The thing that's funny about this article that's really sad is you basically you find a firearm that might protect you from violent crimes, and then you bring it in and they destroy it and then they assault you with mercury. I tell you what, I want you to give me your house, Robert, and I'm going to punch you in the face and we'll call it square.
Oh, what a great deal! What a great deal!
Here we go. It reminds me of that movie, Idiocracy. You remember Idiocracy?
Oh, yes. Yes.
For those of you that haven't seen it, it's a movie. This guy in the Army goes into this experimental program where they're going to bury him for a year and bring him back. And what happens? The whole base gets buried, and he's underground for like 500 years. He comes back, and he's the smartest man on the planet. The IQ has gone down so low that he's the smartest man. And he's pretty stupid, but he's the smartest man on the planet. It reminds me of that, you know, guns bad, vaccines good.
And that, you know, the irony there, of course, it's really about contemporary life in America where so many people have been dumbed down by vaccines, fluoride, mercury, everything else, and the programming and propaganda in government indoctrination centers. I would, think about a guy like Bob Costas. He's a famous sportscaster doing the NFL, right? What was it that he just said that was so crazy?
Yeah, he went on a rant on Sunday Night Football about evidently there was some football player for, I think, the Kansas City Chiefs that evidently did a murder-suicide, killed his girlfriend or wife, and then killed himself. And so Costas came on And I read through the transcript and watched the video on YouTube of what he said. I didn't actually see it live, but he basically said that this is because of this situation here, we need to get rid of guns. We need to ban guns. And so yesterday I put up a little image on my Facebook of Costas. I stretched out his face and said, basically, the reason I'm so fat is because of all these forks and spoons in my house. Let's ban forks and spoons.
Yeah, and we've got that image in today's show notes, by the way. That was a great, great image, and it shows the absurdity of this. It's one thing for you to say, hey, listen, I'm a pacifist. I don't want to have weapons. And, you know, look, I respect that. I don't think it's a great idea, quite honestly, because the world is a dangerous place, and I believe having the ability to defend yourself is an obligation. It's not only a birthright or something we say protected by the Second Amendment. Remember, the Second Amendment didn't give us the right to keep and bear arms. It protected and acknowledged something that preexisted that.
Exactly. It didn't give us the right. I've heard people say, oh, the Second Amendment gives us the right. No, God gives us the right to bear arms. The Second Amendment merely reiterated that right, or it put it into writing. It affirmed that right. It didn't give it to us. But and I'm with you. The people that are pacifists, I'm not making fun of that. I'm just what we need to do is to have the freedom to protect ourselves from criminals and from government. I mean, if you look at Mao, if you look at Stalin, if you look at Hitler, all of the dictators in the past century that have murdered their own people, what was the first thing or the last thing that they did before the killing started? They de-armed their citizens. So this is just about the right to protect yourself from tyrants, from government, from criminals, from whomever. It's about your rights. And so I tell you what, Massachusetts, you keep your shots, mm-hmm. and I'll keep my shots. Mm-hmm. And you try bringing that nonsense to Montana or Texas and see what happens.
And if any of our listeners out there listening to Ty or me, RSB, today, have an idea for how to institute a vaccine buyback program where we can give some kind of gift to the doctors who turn in their vaccines so they aren't used as weapons of mass destruction against innocent and defenseless children, we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or you can submit right here at robertscottbell.com or go to Ty's site. We've got all of that linked up in the show notes, but we really would like to hear some of your ideas as to how we would initiate something as worthy, worthwhile, and wonderful as pulling those dangerous weapons off the streets and out of the doctor's offices in America.
I agree. This is a great concept. I think we need to move on this. We'll draft up some kind of an image header so people can see exactly what's going on, what our goal is. And so, yeah, we'd love to get your input. This is the start of something big, perhaps.
I love it. Yes, it's irreverent. Yes, it's tongue in cheek. But yes, it's also deadly serious because we're serious about protecting children legitimately. And the vaccine industrial complex has done a world of hurt. In the guise of protecting, and they're still playing this illusionary game that indeed vaccines actually have protected anybody from anything. As I've said, the only thing I will give them credit for, if that, and it's a minimal thing, is let's say suppressing the expression of disease, which is merely the symptom of the body trying to reestablish health. That's all it does, which means it drives disease deeper and makes things more toxic and worse.
Yeah, it makes it worse. And no, folks, we don't expect any medical doctors to be coming and turning in syringes. It's tongue in cheek, but it's meant to make to send a message and to continue getting the word out about the toxicity and the dangers of vaccines. That's the goal.
And that's exactly what we're doing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box, every Wednesday. And I've got exciting news. If you can't get enough of Ty Bollinger once a week here with me, I've asked him to host the show all by his lonesome, or whoever he wants to bring on. Maybe he'll work with Super Don tomorrow, because I've got to take a school field trip with my kids, and they're going to a Holocaust museum. We've been working on this program. So, Ty, I appreciate your willingness to do that before you have to head out of town. This is a wonderful opportunity for everybody to get to know you even better.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Robert. It's going to be fun. And we've got a stack of stuff about a half an inch high to go over today, and we're not going to get to all of it. So whatever we don't get to, these interesting recent articles that sometimes seem to be almost parodies of reality because they're so far out, we'll talk about tomorrow on the show. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Now, before we take our next break, I got a few minutes here. Let's take a breather, a break. Let's have a Coca-Cola. No, let's not. But is there a story about having soda creating prostate cancer?
Yeah. There's an article that was just published a few days ago on Natural News about the fact that this study that tracked over 60,000 men for 14 years showed that men that just drank one soda a day increased their cancer risk by 87%, just one soda a day. And that's a little 1 12-ounce soda. And I believe that in this study, it was sugared sodas. It wasn't anything diet. So didn't even examine the effects of aspartame and the definitive link that has had with cancer. This is just talking about sugared sodas. And we all know that sugar feeds cancer cells. Cancer cells love sugar. Their primary metabolic requirement is sugar. They are anaerobic, so they ferment glucose in order to survive. And so when you're drinking sugared sodas or you're eating sugary desserts, you're feeding those cancer cells. So I think that's what they found. It took 60,000 men in 14 years to prove it, but that's something that we've already known, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. And you know, the reference point, too, that's so important to remember, this prostate-specific antigen test, the PSA, it's sort of like the BRCA, the BRCA gene with breast cancer. They're saying, oh, my gosh, that means you have cancer. You'll get it. Or maybe you will. Maybe you had it. I don't know. But what we got to do is we got to radiate, remove your something like that. And yet we realize the prostate-specific antigen is not specific to the prostate.
Yeah, isn't that interesting that it's called prostate-specific antigen, but it's not prostate-specific? How's that for a misnomer? But as Robert's saying, the PSA is the primary measurement of the marker for prostate cancer. I think close to 200,000 men each year in the U.S. are diagnosed with prostate cancer, and they're diagnosed typically with the PSA. Interesting that the PSA is not prostate-specific because women that have estrogen-sensitive cancers like certain breast cancers and uterine cancer will have elevated PSA levels. So all the PSA is a measure of inflammation in the body, and they just happen to call it prostate-specific, even though it's not prostate-specific. Any time that you get a cancer marker that is an antigen marker, beware.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the quotes, I'm trying to find it here. I just pulled out a copy of my book on cancer. It's a quote that by Dr. Thomas Stamey. Here I found it. He was one of the original boosters of the PSA test. At a 2004 conference, he stated that PSA no longer has a relationship to prostate cancer. It is not relevant anymore. You might as well biopsy a man because he has blue eyes.
Wow.
And then Dr. Michael Farley, who's a good friend of mine that I've written a couple books with, the latest book, Work With Your Doctor, he's my co-author. He had dinner with Dr. Richard Ablin, who was the inventor of the PSA test. And Ablin basically told him that the PSA test is no more effective than a coin toss at detecting prostate cancer.
And remember, what I've said here is that if there is any relevance to a PSA test, it will indicate selenium deficiency. The higher the PSA, the more you know you need selenium. In your diet. And you know you've written about that in cancer as well.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And what it'll tell you is that you do have inflammation in your body. And there are ties of inflammation to cancer. There's no doubt that there's a correlation. But it doesn't mean that you have prostate cancer. But you may. But here's the thing. If you do have prostate cancer and you have a high PSA level and it's because you have prostate cancer, more men will die with prostate cancer than will ever die from it, unless you get a PSA that's high and they biopsy. What does the biopsy do? It spreads the cancer.
Exactly.
So you've taken a cancer that probably is never going to be life-threatening, and now you've made it metastasize into the bloodstream, into other organs, because of the fact that you biopsied due to a high PSA. It's a billion-dollar scam is what it is.
It sure is. If you want to learn more about it, check out Ty's website, cancertruth.net. It's linked up in the show notes today as well. And the new book, Work With Your Doctor, with Michael Farley that he worked with there. It's at medicaldreamteam.com. Also, again, gratitude to Better Way Health for making this possible that we get together every Wednesday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And now Thursday for tomorrow, because Ty's going to be back, but we've got lots more healing to do. Is it an understatement or overstatement to say the FDA is schizophrenic? Well, we're going to find out. What is their perspective on cholesterol-lowering medications with something added in? Stand by. You won't believe what you're going to hear next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health.
food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, this is Ty Bollinger bringing us back after the break with my good partner.
Abba-da-bee, abba-da-boo. See, it's not only me. When we get together, one of us has to go abba-da-bee, abba-da-boo at least once.
That's a tongue twister. I'm going to try that again. Bring us back after the break.
That was hard to say, even for us. We do this all the time.
It is hard to say. And we're going way outside the box this Wednesday. And we're always talking about, no matter what it is, we're relating it to your health. And your health depends upon your immune system, folks. And so I want to say a special kudos to our sponsor, Better Way Health, for bringing this show to you, making it possible. And their flagship product, the Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. I mention it every week, and it's because it's just so good. It's part of my family's daily regimen every day. We take it to keep our immune system strong. And so I highly recommend that you visit our sponsor, support our sponsor, because they're the ones that are keeping us here on the air. And check out their Transfer Point Beta 1 3D Glucan for your immune system. You've got to keep your immune system strong, folks, especially if you're taking drugs that contain foreign particles in them.
Oh, yeah.
What foreign particles might we be talking about?
This is like not Captain Crunch, but Cholesterol Crunch. There was an article, CNN picked this up, that, my gosh, there's a statin drug. It's like basically Lipitor, but not as expensive, that comes with something extra, a little crunchiness. What? Broken glass. And so the FDA rightfully said, hey, don't take that. And you're thinking, okay, are they actually doing their job for once? But then next week, what happened after that?
They said, oh, we were just kidding. Keep taking it. We actually talked about this on last week's show just briefly when we talked about the crunch. So since we talked about it, the FDA has come out. And in 2 days after we talked about the article, they came out and said, stop taking the drug because there's bits of glass in the drug. You got to stop it. Even though pharmacists are still prescribing it, you got to stop taking the drug. And then shortly thereafter, within a day, they came out and said, oh, no, no, we were just kidding. Keep taking it. Even though there's bits of glass in it, we're going to reverse our advice, and we're going to allow you to keep taking this drug. We're going to say it's okay. The thing that's interesting to me about this, Robert, is the guidance from Janet, what's her name, Janet Woodcock, which was the spokesman. She said that, you know, keep taking the drug. Yesterday's statement was, here's the quote, poorly phrased.
What?
It made people think they should stop taking their medicine. What? It seemed clear to me. It was not ambiguous or poorly phrased. It said, stop taking the medicine. It's dangerous. There's glass in it. But I think the bigger picture here is not whether there's bits of glass in the drug. We should look at what do the drugs do? These are statin drugs,
holy
aren't they?
Crap. I'm reading this and she poorly phrased. You're right. She said that. And,
yeah,
and poorly
phrased.
Hey, not to worry. The glass particles are only the size of a grain of sand. And then she went on from there. She says, the pills, well, they aren't the quality we would expect of a drug, but they aren't risky either. Now, can you imagine you do herbs, and if we sold herbs like, hey, echinacea now with shards of glass?
Yeah.
Well, how would the FDA be? Stop taking it. Oh, no, we were just kidding.
They would be at our door or our manufacturing facility with a team of 20 SWAT men ready to knock down the door, and they'd be fully armed just like they were with Rawson Foods for selling that dangerous raw milk a year or two ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So the same rules don't apply to us that apply to the drug pushers.
Wow. You know, they aren't risky having tell me, Miss Dr. Woodcock, whoever you are, would you feed your kids shards of glass? They're not risky. I mean, is that what we're designed to be able to oh, yes, that's how we get our silica. We just eat glass.
And I read another article. It's not this one, but it's another article on the same subject. And one of the authors of the article said it's not dangerous. The shards of glass might tear or cut your intestines a little bit, but your body will heal from it.
Oh, yes, exactly. Well, since they've already thrown napalm into the guts of most children in the guise of antibiotics and vaccines, what's a little glass?
Exactly. But I think the bigger picture here is not the glass. It's the fact that when we look at hypercholesterolemia, which is high cholesterol, it's an invented disease, folks.
Yes.
This statin drugs are part of the Hegelian dialect, problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem. The problem is high cholesterol, which is not a problem. We've talked about that before, the fact that cholesterol is essential to good health.
Yes.
Most people that live past their 80s are very high in cholesterol. So they invent the problem of high cholesterol, and then they have the solution, statin drugs, which cause diabetes, heart failure, neuropathy, pancreatitis,
muscle wasting,
cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they block the production of vitamin D in your body.
I mean, how many ways can we show the FDA has no credibility? And yet we still have to do it because there's still hundreds, perhaps millions of Americans that still see that there's validity in the Fear and Death Administration. Yet they do stupid stuff like this. And even if there weren't the story, as we said, about glass shards in a cholesterol-lowering medication, the very fact that they approve this for anything tells you all you need to know, because as Ty just said, there is no legitimacy to chasing cholesterol. If cholesterol is a problem, and that's a big if, it means your liver is in horrible shape, and no drug on earth the FDA approves is going to help your liver.
Well, I don't know about that. I'd have to disagree with you. Didn't they come out? Wasn't there a study on this on Medical News Today a few maybe days or a week ago that said that the NSAIDs like Tylenol are good for your liver?
Wasn't there? Okay. Yes, we have to believe that one. Yeah, I covered that too. That was hilarious. It's like,
even though the fact that most people that are going to be admitted to the hospital for liver failure are what are they taking?
NSAIDs. I know.
Yeah, but they're good for your liver.
This is classic. This is why I love doing this 6 days a week, and I love even more doing this in the middle of the week with you, Ty, because, you know, when we see these things, they're so obvious. It's like cracking a code, whether it be the Matrix language that looks like gobbledygook on the screen. Suddenly, you're keying in, and you see it for what it is, and no longer can you be easily duped or maybe duped at all. And in that way, you're going to remain much safer, much like those who now recognize this, you know, the gun buyback program and how ludicrous it was, even though they acknowledge, this is just for show. It doesn't do anything to protect you. In fact, it makes it easier for us to harm you.
Right. And it, some of the times, what we said before, their lies are hidden in plain view. They'll just post the lies. They'll tell you about them. For instance, we're talking earlier about the treatment for autism being controversial, this chelation, this eliminating heavy metals, which Dr. Mm-hmm. Buttard did and cured his own son of autism, Abi, his son.
Yes.
Mercury, though, if you watch mainstream media, is good for you. There was a video of a little reporter girl talking about how good mercury is for that it improves cognitive function and it's really good for you. Is this the same mercury that is known to cause sensory, neurological, motor, and behavioral dysfunctions? Is that the same mercury that was admitted in 2008 by the U.S. government that causes autism? There was a case of a 9-year-old Hannah Poling, and the U.S. government admitted that the mercury in the shots, I think it was MMR, mm-hmm. had resulted in her autism spectrum disorder. Is that the same mercury that the mainstream media now tells us is good for us?
Well, it's probably the same mercury they claim has been discontinued in shots, much like mercury was discontinued by Ford or something absurd like that.
Yeah, it's been discontinued in the shots. They no longer use Tamiflu, except on the CDC's own website, they say that the vaccines still contain the Tamiflu.
Mm-hmm. In the subcomponents, but they don't have to list it. That's it. Yeah. This is why we got to bust through all these official stories, because they're bringing much harm to you instead of bringing the healing or empowering you to heal yourself, which is what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Once again, all the links are up. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And you know, if we continue on from a myth like cholesterol and drugging cholesterol, whether it has shards of glass in it or not, I know you work with good docs. You've written books and things. But the medical profession, unfortunately, is loath to consider something as seemingly benign as what we call liver congestion as anything at all. It's not even – if you talk to a traditional allopathic doctor about liver congestion, he'll look at you with, you know, googly eyes and go, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's because in medical school, doctors are not taught to look, because liver congestion can be would be one of the causes of many different degenerative diseases, but they're not taught to look at causes in medical school. They're taught to treat symptoms, and so even though that may be the cause of the problem, the drugs that they're going to prescribe are going to treat the symptoms of the problem. They're not going to look at a root cause, and so it's really about the education or lack thereof when it comes to looking for causes as opposed to treating symptoms in medical school.
Mm-hmm.
And I Dr. Farley, my good friend Michael Farley that I've written these books with, he said that is the main difference that he sees in doctors that he works with in his sphere of influence that are medical doctors and or natural medical doctors that use comprehensive medicine, that look at holistic approaches versus your traditional doctor who just treats symptoms. He said you cannot be a good doctor unless you look at the cause of the problem and not just treat a symptom with a drug or, you know, pop a pill.
Yeah.
You've got to look
at
the cause. And doctors today are not taught that.
One of my heroes was Burton Berkson, you know, with his focal point on the liver and alpha lipoic acid and things like that. These are the docs that you look to and go, they get it. They understand that's the cornerstone. That's the starting point. Like Dr. Buttard, our friend, you know, always about, we got to clean out the garbage or else everything we do is wasteful and it might even be dangerous.
Yeah, and then that's why a lot of times I'll refer to conventional medicine when it comes to detoxification. Conventional medicine totally ignores detoxification, which is a huge piece of the puzzle. It's kind of like if you're in your bathroom and the toilet overflows, conventional medicine will just call a janitor to mop up the waste, but they won't look to unclog the toilet, so they've never fixed the actual problem, whereas homeopathic or herbalistic or naturopathic medicine would call in the Roto-Rooter guy and say, look, we got waste all over the floor, but the waste on the floor is not the problem. The problem is that your pipes are clogged. You've got to fix that root problem.
Exactly. Well, listen, we got to take a break here. We'll be back to wrap up today's show with Ty Bollinger going way, way, way outside the box. And guess what? Bonus Ty tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So we'll tell you more about that as well. Stand by. Lots more healing to go. RobertScottBell.com. See all the links there.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1 3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
How do we maintain coverage that we talked about at the opening of the show today, or particularly with Mike Adams and with Ty Bollinger here today, in the face of tyranny, in the face of constant marching of tyranny? And we could see it, just the freedom to travel, which is a fundamental freedom. Again, another one like the fundamental right to bear arms. The fundamental freedom to travel, which is being abridged just a bit, maybe a lot, by the Transportation Security Theater Association.
I call them the Total Sexual Assault Crew, the TSA crew. Mm-hmm. But it is being abridged. We are losing our right to free travel. I just traveled last week. I was on several flights last week, and I tell you, the TSA agents, I mean, they are, you just look at the agents, and you can see that they're visibly lower IQ. And it's not this is not a poking fun of the agents at all. I'm being serious as can be. Mm-hmm. Go to any airport and look at them, and they look like a group of misfits. And it's not that your appearance is what regulates your heart. It doesn't matter what people look like. I'm not saying that either. But you can see that they're visibly lower IQ, and that's the reason is. And there are documents out there that you can read that prove that this is the TSA's goal, is that they hire lower IQ workers because they will do what they're told, and they will not think. They won't think critically or rationally about what they're told to do. They will just do it. They'll just follow orders. Mm. And so that's the problem with the TSA, is they are molesting us. When you opt out of the full body radiation porno scanner, which does cause cancer, regardless of what propaganda you will be told by the TSA agent, it does cause cancer. Do the research. If you opt out, then you're going to be patted down, a full body, total body assault, sexual molestation, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. I had my share of those this week because I always opt out. One of the things that's interesting, though, Robert, if and this is something that your listeners, our listeners, can think about.
Yes.
There are a couple of the flights that I connected on. I was fortunate enough that I used my credit card miles to be able to get a first class ticket. First class tickets go through. I was at Pittsburgh Airport, and I was at where was the other airport that I was able to do this at? Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Pittsburgh and Dallas. I had to clear custom, or I had to clear the checkpoint there. If you have a first class ticket, they put you through the line that only goes through the metal detectors that we used to have. If you don't have first class ticket, you go through the radiation scanners or your full body pat down. And in Dallas, you go through the radiation scanners and then they full body pat down as well. So it's as if the radiation scanners didn't detect anything. They got to do a full body pat anyway.
Wow.
But if you're first class, you go through the metal detector, no full body pat down. So if it's so urgent, if it's critical for our nation's safety to be going through these full body radiation scanners, why do the first class passengers not have to go through them? That's my question.
Well, you think about the particularly the class warfare scenario, and of course we've seen a lot of that in terms of the taxation, and you know this well in your accounting background. The idea that we need to pit one socioeconomic class against another, and that this concept of fair share, which is based upon admiralty law, it's not based upon the law of the land or common law. Fair share. This is about socialism. This is about Marxism, communism, this idea that they can thieve from you any percentage they want. They allow you to keep what they say rather than what they're saying they're taking.
Yeah. What is it? Is it about reality or is it about perception? That's the question, isn't it? That's the topic you're hitting on. It's about reality versus perception. He that sacrifices liberty for security deserves neither.
Yeah,
right? Benjamin Franklin.
And Rand Paul, some would say he hasn't fallen far from the tree, or some would say he has. I know there's been controversies about the son of Ron Paul, but you know he's right about this whole issue about the so-called fiscal cliff. We do not have a revenue problem. We got a spending problem.
Yeah.
And that's a big difference. But right now, the debate is being won by those who are just saying, hey, how can we tax whoever left is left to tax even more?
Right. And then and that goes back to what you just said. It's all about class envy, class warfare. Tax the rich. Tax the rich. They don't realize everybody's going to get hit with these tax increases, not just the rich. But people don't understand the tax system. That's one of the things I do understand. I'm actually a CPA, which reminds me, when I'm going through security at in one of the airports here in Montana where I live, I did have to go through the radiation scanner, so of course I opted out, and then they gave me the full body pat down. At which time, I told the TSA agent, in a joking way, of course, it's all about your attitude. You can't be threatening to them, or they will react and call the police.
Mm-hmm.
But I was joking with him, and I said, you know, you realize if you were doing this to me outside, that wasn't in here, you'd be sexually assaulting me, right? And he said, maybe. Yeah. And I said, he said, what do you do for a living? I said, well, I do a lot of research on cancer and radiation, and I know that these full body scanners are causing cancer in TSA agents. And he looked real alarmed at that point.
Yeah.
And then he said, really? I said, yeah. And I said, I'm also a CPA, believe it or not. And he said, what's a CPA? And it was at that point that I thought, oh boy, these guys really don't have much brain going on upstairs if he doesn't know what a CPA is in the United States.
Yeah, well, exactly. And so we take it in terms of the principles we apply to healing apply to all things, including the body politic. We bring up the TSA, we bring up taxation, because all of these issues are different facets of ways to enslave people, to make them dependent.
It's all about freedom.
To limit consciousness, exactly. And that's why it's so very important. That's why Ty is so amazing, because he's got a background that goes well beyond just health and healing, just like we do here. And that's where we're bringing it into all areas. Super Don just said, oh, thanks a lot. He sends this to me now. You got a gift for tomorrow. You got to get, there's a ruling that just came through the New York Times, a victory for drug companies promoting medicine for off-label uses. You and Super Don are going to have fun with this tomorrow, Todd.
That'll be fun, yeah. And but as Robert's saying, it's about freedom. Mm-hmm. I oftentimes get asked by folks, what does this have to do with health? It has everything to do with health. They take our freedoms in other areas of life. They take our freedoms to travel. They take our freedoms of free association, free speech. And they're coming for our health freedoms too, folks. It's all intertwined. We've got to stand up against tyranny in all forms. So that's why we talk about these type of issues, the TSA and other issues on the show. It's not just about organic food versus conventional food. It's about freedom.
Yep. Yep, and as a reminder, you want to learn more about that freedom on so many levels. That's why you listen to Outside the Box Wednesdays with Ty Bollinger right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, check it out. The links are there for Work With Your Doctor, the latest book from, you go to medicaldreamteam.com. Of course, you can go to cancertruth.net, learn about the herbs there at survivalherbs.com. And again, a special thanks to Better Way Health for making our appearance together each week a possibility. Say thanks to them. The links are up. The phone numbers are up. And Ty, we're out of time, but you get bonus time while I'm gone with the kids tomorrow.
I can't wait. It's going to be a blast. Y'all tune in tomorrow, folks.
Absolutely. Thank you to Ty. Thank you to you. Thank you, everybody. Remember, this is the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tees Commitment to Excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tee is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tee doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. GetTheTea.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.